This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A rare bipartisan commitment between the White House and Congress to make sweeping changes on infrastructure has dramatically collapsed. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, President Donald Trump walked out of a meeting after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said he was involved in a cover-up of his actions in the Russia probe.
The president is now flatly refusing to work with them while they investigate him, citing a remark House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made before coming here to the White House for a meeting with the president.
We believe that the president of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
The president took issue.
I don't do cover-ups.
And cut short the meeting on infrastructure with Pelosi and top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
To watch what happened in the White House would make your jaw drop.
Schumer says the president's simply running away from dealing with the nation's infrastructure problems because he doesn't want to pay to fix them. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Legislation that would allow President Trump's state tax returns to be released to Democrats in Congress is on its way to New York's Democratic governor. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has the details.
The bills don't target President Trump by name, but they would allow the leaders of three congressional committees to get New York State tax returns filed by elected and top appointed officials. The Senate initially approved a far broader bill this month that would have let Congress ask for the returns of any New York taxpayer. Lawmakers later agreed to narrow the focus to address worries raised by Republicans that the bill went too far. The legislation comes amid the battle in Washington over Trump's federal returns. I'm Shelley Adler.
Stock prices are lower on Wall Street on worries over the U.S.-China trade dispute. The Dow Jones Industrials is down 0.22%. The S&P is off by 0.08%. The NASDAQ is down 0.19%. This is VOA News. Indonesian President Joko